Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection.
Greer putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep and Havlicek steals it.
Who's going to guard Karl Malone? Barkley. They got Akeem on Antoine Carr.
Russell will inbound at half court. Stockton.
Welcome back to Name Change Pending. This is your host, Brian Preece. Find me on Twitter at bpreece24. That's at bpreece24. For some reason, it's always difficult for me to spell my name on Twitter. It just doesn't sound right. But I am joined today by Josh Keel.
What's up?
And Tommy Jerome.
Yep.
You guys got some Twitter handles you want to share?
Yep.
Where can they find you?
RYSENSHOUT.
Beautiful. Josh Keel, rise and shout.
Yeah, yo.
Tommy, just let us know when you're ready. It's cool, man.
Nothing
that's
else to do
at
right now.
Ruthless Lupe. That's RUTHLESS_LUPE.
It really is the best name on Twitter.
It really
There's
is.
No doubt about it. So today,
let's get Tommy up to 10,000 followers, people.
We
Come
should.
On. Let's get
Hashtag Ruthless Lupe.
Hashtag Ruthless Lupe.
So we're going to jump into the playoff prediction episode. We'll talk about the awards. You guys want to start with the playoff predictions or the awards?
The
awards.
Awards.
Awards? Okay. So Tommy, you start us off.
So as MVP, I kind of put it down the middle. I don't know. If LeBron makes the playoffs, I see LeBron getting the MVP.
Okay.
But I also see if Kawhi makes the playoffs again on his third different team, I see Kawhi getting the MVP.
Kawhi's going to play 60 to 65 games. I don't see how,
but he's
how you can
be
win
one
an
of the
MVP.
Reasons, but he's going to be one of the reasons why the Clippers.
Your exact same qualifier applies to LeBron. It would be his third playoffs with his third team.
Uh-oh. Boom.
But in the span of 3 years?
In the span of four.
Well, I mean, Kawhi just sat out a season.
But
so.
He was still with the Spurs. All I'm saying is, whatever. You know what? I didn't want to go first. You guys wanted me to go first. So this
no,
is what
it's
saying.
Good. It's good. So I mean, LeBron or Kawhi? Who
pick?
One or the other. I don't know. I'd say.
I'll take one of the top 50 players in the league for my MVP, Brian.
No, I really. It's down the middle. One of the two from the LA teams, or maybe even Harden, if you want to say Harden. I don't know. Like.
Now you're just listing names.
Non-committal Tommy.
So I guess
Ruthless Lupe at noncommittaltwitter.com.
Okay, so
or maybe Giannis again. I don't know. Like
several different players available for the MVP.
So probably if we're going off of the best, because the Bucks are in the East, I'll just lock it in. I'll say Giannis.
Okay.
Because the East is so weak. And he's just gonna have another baller season.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. What about Rookie of the Year?
I have Tyler Herro.
You've got Herro winning.
Yeah, I think he's a sleeper. I think everyone's sleeping on him. I think he has an opportunity in Miami that Dion Waiters is trash, and he's gonna have an opportunity to step up and play some minutes. I have the Heat going into the playoffs.
Did you see today the Heat announced that they're suspending Dion Waiters for the season opener for conduct detrimental to the team, which is a surprise. Because for everything I know about Dion Waiters, is he's a team-first chemistry guy.
And also, the Heat run a really loose ship. They just let whatever go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's Florida.
All right, so Tyler Herro, I like that. I do like that pick.
Yeah, I think
that's interesting.
Yeah, because he shined in summer league. He's been balling out in preseason, so I think he's going to get a chance to really get the eyes on him and change a lot of minds on who the Rookie of the Year should be. Everyone's going Zion. Zion's out
for a few weeks.
A few weeks with knee injury. A lot of people are thinking Ja Morant. But I really think Tyler Herro, just from what I'm seeing, Defensive Player of the Year.
Does it come back to Rudy? Two-time defending Defensive Player of the Year.
I want to say three-peat. I'm going to say three-peat just because he has that Rudy effect. Like you've talked about the Rudy effect. Like just he doesn't even really need to go up to try and block your shot, but it's in your head, and then it's going to throw you off.
Yeah, you have to be thinking about him every time he's on the floor.
Yeah. Coach of the Year. Are we doing Coach of the Year?
Yep.
Coach of the Year. If the Lakers make the playoffs, because it's not if they go to the finals, whatever, it's not a playoff award. But if they make the playoffs, I can see Frank Vogel getting it because it's his first year with the Lakers. And then technically it's LeBron, but
okay,
that's what I think.
I think Frank Vogel's going to have a hard time making it through the entire season. But I mean, by the same token, yeah, if they come out and play as well as a lot of people have been predicting them to play. The hard thing for Vogel would be just that they're expected to be that good. So will he get credit? Usually it's a surprise team that gets coach of the year.
Yep.
So, Josh, what do you have for your awards?
MVP, I think LeBron's going to come back and win it because he is the GOAT. But, you're going to do that? You picked LeBron first, bro. With your little hand gestures.
Or Kawhi.
At least I committed to something. LeBron.
I committed at the end.
I'm picking five players. LeBron.
Fellas, you're both pretty.
Depoy. I figured you guys were all going to pick Gobert. So I'm going to go with Kawhi because LeBron gets MVP, so they give Kawhi the Depoy.
He's only going to play 65 games.
I think this is the thing, and it goes to my rookie of the year pick too. It's either going to be obviously Ben Simmons eligible every year or Zion. And the reason for those last two is the media is not going to let up. They're going to be relentless with Zion's the rookie of the year. Zion's the rookie. Oh, look at all the things Zion does. Look at all the things Zion does. Zion did this.
Will Zion play enough?
Yeah, and so
I mean, he's already going to be out a few weeks. They're being pretty vague on that knee situation.
I think he's too big. He's going to need to lose some weight to be.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Coach of the year, again, media going crazy is going to be Doc Rivers because I think they're going to have a crazy good record, and it's going to be in the West. Even if they win 60 games in the West, it would be astounding because the West is so deep.
Yeah,
but they got the defensive lineup to lock it down, and so I feel like they can show improvement from being a 8 seed last year to being a 1 seed this year, and then get Doc Coach of the Year.
Yeah. Okay. And then So that's all your awards. Yep. For mine, we agree on a couple things. Rudy Gobert, Tommy, I agree with you there. The reason watching the Jazz in the preseason, the reason why Rudy might not win it is because the Jazz defense isn't going to be as good as it has been the last couple of years, but Gobert is so good that he could carry that team to if he can get this defense to like a top 6 or 7 rating in the NBA, then he's the defensive player of the year. Rookie of the year, I'm going to zag a little bit here. I had Zion Williamson as my rookie of the year, but this knee injury is worrisome and how vague they're being about it and not really giving any details. So I changed it from Zion Williamson to college teammate R.J. Barrett. I really like R.J. Barrett. I mean, you look at the Knicks team, who else is going to put up shots? Yep. It's all R.J. Barrett. Go out and score, take 30 shots every night because there's nobody else worth a damn on that team.
Well, before they got drafted, you liked R.J. before.
Like R.J. Barrett, and I think he's he was good at Duke, but I think he's going to prove to be better in the NBA because his style of play fits the NBA up and down the court better than it did at Duke, I think.
And his body type is more suited to be a point guard in the NBA than Zion Williamson is suited to be any specific position in the NBA.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson's hella athletic, but he's kind of an in-betweener for size and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
R.J. Barrett is a point guard. That's what he looks like.
Yeah. And then Coach of the Year, I'm drinking the Jazz Kool-Aid. I've got Quinn Snyder winning Coach of the Year after so many seasons of Jerry Sloan deserving it and never winning. Quinn Snyder put up some great numbers with the Jazz the last 3 seasons with them making the playoffs. He's been with the Jazz 6 years now. I think it's his turn. Quinn's defensive system is going to be huge, and the Jazz are going to gel just like they have the last couple of years. It's going to take 20 games or so, but they're going to be a good team. And offensively, he's an innovator, and the way he can create plays to get guys open looks is really going to be seen this year because they actually have shooters now. And then MVP, I'm going to go Anthony Davis because I think that LeBron has already started the campaign going out of his way trying to talk up Anthony Davis, and he's going to do everything he can to help Anthony Davis get the numbers necessary. And honestly, because of the Lakers bench and their lack of depth, one of them has to win the MVP for them to be a title contender.
Right.
Is the way I see it.
Yep.
So now we'll jump into the playoff predictions. Let's just go around, give our top 4. Do you guys want to start with the East or West?
Tommy, which would you prefer? Let's go West.
Let's start with the West. So I'll start. I'll just give you my top four teams, and then the 5 through 8 seeds. We'll kind of discuss those a little bit, because I think we're more or less going to agree in both conferences with the top four. I've got the Nuggets as the one seed. I think they're going to be awesome this year. Jokic looks like he didn't lose any weight, but he's still Jokic. He's the best center in the NBA. I've got the Clippers second, and not because they're less talented than anybody. Just I don't think they have any reason to go out and try to win 60 games. They're going to be the best team once they get into the playoffs, and their focus will be on being healthy in the playoffs rather than, you know, going out and putting their best lineup on the floor every single night. I've got the Jazz third in the West and the Rockets fourth. Kind of a surprise there. I think the Westbrook and Harden combination is going to work. What do you have in the West, Josh?
I got Clips, Nuggets, Jazz, Rockets.
Okay, so we agree there, just out of order with the Clippers and Nuggets.
Right. And I think the same thing, like before last year, it seemed like James Harden and Chris Paul was going to be a problem because Chris Paul couldn't play defense and there's only one ball to share and blah, blah, blah. I feel like they got a huge defensive upgrade going from Paul to Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to figure it out. Like, they both care about winning as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. And so I think they'll both be willing to take a little bit of a slight on their personal stats to win. I think they both just felt like James Harden said, I'm just going to do whatever it takes so that we win games. And then he had like 30-point games in a row because that's what he felt like he had to do to win.
Yeah.
So if that's what he's got to do, cool. But if he's got to have 25 assists and 15 points a night to win, I feel like they're willing to take that hit because they're just trying to win games. They're not trying to.
Yeah.
He's just really good at scoring, so he knows the best chance for them is him scoring a lot of points.
Well, and the Rockets are going to be able to stagger their lineups. They'll close with those guys, but I don't see them being on the floor together for more than 12 or so minutes a night.
Right.
They're going to stagger them and spread them out.
They still got Gordon, Capella, all those guys. PJ Tucker, all those dudes who were playing defense for him last year.
No, Rockets will be good. Tommy, what do you have in the West?
I have Clippers, Lakers, Jazz, Nuggets.
So you're drinking the Lakers Kool-Aid. Tell me what you think why you think the Lakers are going to be successful.
The Lakers, just because, I mean, LeBron's LeBron. I mean, depending on how many games he plays too. And then he also, now he has another weapon in Anthony Davis with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or a weapon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say another, but.
But what else is on that roster? That's where my question comes in, is the lack of depth and who's going to play defense.
Well, I'm hoping Coach of the Year Frank Vogel will be able to figure that out.
Whip him into shape.
Yeah.
Get him, Vogel.
It brings me no joy to say this, but Kyle Kuzma's good at basketball too.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Kuzma's, he's good, but I mean, if he's your third best player, that's fine. But then who's their fourth best player? Honestly, you look at that roster, is it Dwight Howard? Dwight Howard hasn't been relevant for 3 years. Is it Rajon Rondo?
And 10 Dwight Howard.
It might be.
I think he's gone.
It might be Rondo, but I feel like LeBron.
Rajon Rondo hasn't been relevant in about 5 years.
Right, but I feel like LeBron has a way of making people better. He draws so much attention to himself that he makes shots easier for guys. He makes things easier for guys.
Yeah,
and then have an AD who can also do that. You know, he made people better on other team on the Pelicans, and so by having two guys who can draw like 90% of the attention, all of a sudden Kyle Kuzma's job just got a lot easier than when he's out there with Ingram and LeVar's son. So
it's Lonzo that you're going for there?
There you go. So when he's out there with those guys, he's going to get guarded more. Now everyone's looking at LeBron, even when he doesn't have the ball, you got to know where he is. So Kyle Kuzma's job gets easier. So it elevates them if they would be a 79, now they're an 83 because they're just playing with him.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting. I don't think the Lakers are going to be bad. I have a lot of doubts about how they're going to come together as a team this year. Thank you for listening to this episode of Name Change Pending. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Name Change Pending and subscribe to get the newest episodes of the podcast and to check out photos of hosts Josh Keel, Tommy Girone, and Brian Priest as we travel the continent to do what we love, watch sports. Also, I know you've got a lot going on today, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your busy schedule to give the podcast a 5-star review on your podcatcher of choice, we would greatly appreciate it. Those algorithms can be tricky, and all I know is that 5-star ratings jump us up the lists. So thanks for tuning in, and now back to the show. Tommy, we'll just kind of swing it back around. What's your who do you have fifth in the West?
I have the Warriors.
You've got the Warriors up there?
Yeah, okay. I think, you know, without KD, they're not in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
But with what they have still, you know, depth chart issues, like they have a little issues with as far as depth on the bench.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you still have one of the best shooter of all time. I'm going to go ahead and say it. He's like Steph Curry.
Steph's another guy I've got as a dark horse for the MVP this year.
Yeah. He could. I mean, if he puts up when he went back-to-back MVP numbers without when he didn't have KD.
Yeah.
I think he, yeah, that's a good point. But, yeah, I mean, even without, what's his name, Thompson, they got D'Angelo Russell. I think people are kind of sleeping on him and how he's going to play. With the Warriors, I think he's going to do well. He's going to be able to create his own shot
mm-hmm.
rather than Thompson kind of coming off screens and popping.
Do you think Klay is going to be able to come back? Early April will be the nine-month mark from when he hurt his knee.
Now, from what I've been hearing, and this is my opinion off of, you know, everything I've heard, is like he's going to come back, and if you just want to shoot, shoot. And that he's not doing a lot of lateral movement
mm-hmm.
with the ACL, which is the worry. But he's one of the best defenders in the league.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of lateral movement in general. So, if you're trying to put him out in the playoff game and then tell Thompson to keep it easy on defense, like, I feel like that's just not part of his game and
no.
He hurt himself even more.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see Klay Thompson come back, but I think a lot of it's going to depend on what the Warriors do from, you know, late October into January and February. They're going to make some decisions and decide by then whether or not they even want to bother having him come back. My concern would be kind of what you're saying is if he comes back late March, early April, in the heat of fighting for the playoffs, can you afford to work a guy back into the lineup that's going to be that rusty and he's going to have a gigantic knee brace? He's going to be trying to figure out how his game works now. I just don't know if they can afford to do it.
And then imagine if he gets hurt again, that PR nightmare from that whole KD situation.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to handle Klay with, like, kid gloves.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going to make the playoffs. I say they don't make the playoffs if something happens to Draymond Green. I don't think they're that good. I think they can make it without Thompson, but if they don't have Draymond who, you know, can get rebounds and kind of be a facilitator next to Steph, I think they're in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the Warriors in the playoffs as well. I've got them seventh because I just don't think they're going to have the depth, but they're still a great team. If Steph has that MVP campaign, they're, I think, a five or even fighting for home court in the first round is definitely a possibility. Do you have the Warriors in, Josh?
Yeah, six.
You've got them at six? Okay, yeah. So we've got the Warriors five, six, and seven. Mm-hmm. We all kind of agree. I think we have similar ideas on what they're going to be this year.
Yeah.
My sixth team, I think, Josh, you said you dropped these guys out. Western Conference finalists last season, the Portland Trailblazers. I've got them sixth.
Yeah, I got them out.
You do have them out. Why did you drop them out?
Because the West got so much better, and especially the guard play got so much better, and they lost guys who were helping them. Man, I messed his name up. Number 27, Nurkic.
Yusuf Nurkic, yeah.
Yeah, he's not coming back. He blew his leg up, so who knows when he's going to come back. And if
he does, best case, he's looking at like February or March.
And so I feel like the hole's going to get dug too deep before. They didn't make up for his loss. And so
you don't like Hassan Whiteside?
Not as a person or a player. But I feel like Dame and CJ are going to go crazy. You know they're owed combined $440 million over the next 11 years? I saw that yesterday.
Yeah,
that's astounding. They're the highest paid
backcourt
in the NBA.
Yeah, so, you know what? Every time I watch them play the Jazz, they deserve it.
Yeah.
Those guys are great.
The Jazz make them look wonderful.
They really do.
They do.
They match up so badly with
the Jazz. 82 times this year.
Gosh.
But, yeah, so that's why I picked them to fall out of the playoffs is just because I feel like the hole's going to get dug too deep early in the season, and then they're going to have a hard time making it back.
Yeah, I've got them sixth, but they're definitely a team that I'm looking at and could fall out of the playoffs because I just wonder if they have the depth and scoring outside of Dame and McCollum. Do you have the Blazers in the playoffs, Tommy?
No.
Do you have reasoning for dropping them out?
I mean, kind of just going off of what Josh was saying, and I mean, they didn't replace Nurkic. Output.
His production.
His production. They got Hassan Whiteside, but Miami's just thankful they took Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, Miami tried to unload that contract for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. As like Bill Simmons said on his podcast, they were like, wait, For real? You're going to take mm-hmm. That's not why. Yeah. Take him. But I just don't think, like you said, the West just got better. There's a lot more guard tandems there that are just better than McCollum and Lillard.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they have more help. Like, if you were playing 2-on-2 basketball mm-hmm. and not 5-on-5 full court basketball, then I think the Blazers would make the playoffs because Dame and CJ are really, really good that way. But they got to have the three other guys on the court to help them, and you know those two aren't going to average 50 apiece. So
yeah,
then what are you going to do?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I'm looking at their depth chart. Like, they don't got much there. I mean, Rodney Hood, woo.
It's hard to depend on Rodney Hood. Kind of leave it at that. He's a fine player, but he's nothing special.
As a side note, it's weird, like when you hear, so Enes Kanter's a better example of this, but like in Utah, Enes Kanter is like a Lazarus, you don't want him around. And then I see tweets from people in Portland who are like, we're going to miss Enes. Oh, sorry about how Turkey won't let you in, Enes. We love you. And I'm like, that's crazy that in one city he's like beloved, but he couldn't fly through Salt Lake.
I don't want to get too much into Enes Kanter. He's not a bad guy. Yeah, he's not. He just didn't like the Jazz franchise. Right. He didn't like the way he was being used. And I mean, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
He was just young and didn't realize the lasting effects of sending out a couple tweets about an entire city.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. An entire city and an entire state.
Yeah.
All right. So that gets us to the 8 seed.
Well, we skip seven.
Okay. Who do you have?
I got the Mavs. I don't think you guys
You've got the Mavericks in.
I got the Mavs at 7. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. DSM, baby. The Germans are coming to take things over.
Tell me about it.
Kristaps Porzingis and Luka Doncic, bro. You guys are forgetting about the other duo in the West is going to tear things up.
Neither of them are German. You know that, right?
Neither of them.
That's all right. They got Germany names.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, now Tommy's the geography expert because he knows one of them's Latvian.
I don't even think that's right either, but geez.
I said the Germans are coming to take things over, and you both knew I was talking about Porzingis and Doncic.
Just because they're European. Okay. Does that make us bad people?
So tell me why the Mavericks are going to make the playoffs. Because
why.
I can see it.
I feel like
everything has got to go
things.
Right.
One, it's a podcast, so we need to do something that's not just the chalk picks. Two, I feel like if Porzingis and Doncic come together and play well, they can do it. I feel like they have an owner who will make some crazy move at the trade deadline if he needs to be able to bring in someone to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got a chance. That's why. Fighter's chance. Puncher's chance, is that what you call it? Puncher's chance?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't have the Mavericks in the playoffs. I can see it. Who do you have at 7, Tommy?
Spurs.
So you've got the Spurs staying in. The rain continues. See, the Spurs are one of the playoff teams I have falling out. I've got the Lakers didn't make the playoffs last year. I've got them at 5. And I've got the Pelicans at 8.
Likewise.
I have the Kings at 8.
You've got the Kings at 8. Okay. So for the Spurs, Tommy, their style of play is, in a lot of ways, the opposite of analytics basketball. They like to shoot a lot of mid-range jumpers. They weren't very good defensively last year. So with LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan as your two primary scorers, how do the Spurs make the playoffs in this loaded West?
I mean, I think they have some athletic guards in DeJounte Murray and, mm-hmm. and Derek White. DeMar DeRozan, I mean, I think they're getting older along with Aldridge. I think superior coaching. That's what I'm going. Like, just Pop's a hell of a coach. I think you're going to have Tim Duncan going to work with Jakob Poeltl.
Poeltl.
Also a terrible person.
Yeah, and he's going to work with the bigs.
I hate BYU fans. I don't know why we have you on, Josh.
I don't know. It's hard to imagine the playoffs without the Spurs. And I guess just superior coaching. I think Pop's going to figure out how to compete in the West,
mm-hmm.
get it done at the bare minimum, make the playoffs. Is he going to win in the playoffs? No, but he's going to make them and just keep that streak alive.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I like
think
it.
Frank Vogel's going to win coach of the year, but Pop makes the Spurs get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So who do you have as your 8 seed, Josh?
My eight's the Pelicans also.
You've got the Pelicans. Yeah. I love this Pelicans team. Zion being hurt is going to make a big difference. If he misses a lot of games, they might not make the playoffs. But Drew Holiday, Derek Favors is incredibly underrated. Watching him for the last several seasons with the Jazz. Yeah. Derek Favors is terrific. The worry with Favors is, can his body hold up to playing 30 minutes a night?
Right.
He's really been productive the last couple of years at 25 to 27, so that'll be something to keep an eye on. But I think they're deep. They've got some rookies that look really good. We've mentioned Zion, obviously, but Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Yep.
Jackson Hayes is a lot farther along in his development than teams thought he was going to be. Jahlil Okafor, for all of his shortcomings, he's a rotation player in the league. Yep. He can give you minutes at the backup center position and power forward, score the ball. I think the Pelicans are going to be good.
Yeah, they picked up some vets that got lots of playoff experience. JJ always makes playoffs. Derek JJ always made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, those guys can show people how to be pros. They got all the rookies, and then they got some vets that can come in and teach how to be a professional basketball player and do the intangible stuff.
Yeah.
So I think they got a shot at making it on the eight.
I think they're building that team and locker room perfectly.
Yeah. So to me, the Spurs, Thunder, and Blazers are the three that drop out to make room for the Pelicans, Lakers, and the Mavs.
Yeah, and I've got the Thunder and Spurs dropping out and Lakers and Pelicans sliding into the DMs of the Western Conference playoffs.
Yep. Thomas?
Who do you have missing the playoffs? Because you said you have the Kings at eight, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I guess it'd be like got the Thunder out.
So just the Thunder? Just missing the playoffs from last year?
Is that wrong?
No. The Thunder definitely want to move some more players.
They're going to try and move Chris Paul, I feel. I mean, he's going to play, but I feel like they're going to move him.
They're going to want to.
They're going to take his contract.
Minnesota.
You think they need a contract?
I'm calling Minnesota. Hmm. Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns plays a power move, says, get me someone, get Andrew Wiggins out of here. Yeah. Those contracts can line up.
Oh, Wiggins,
I can see it.
Paul?
Yeah. Man. The Timberwolves would have to throw a little bit more in, but yeah. That gets them close. All right, so now we'll move on to the Eastern Conference.
Yay!
We'll do this one a little bit differently. We'll just go 1 through 8. So let's start with you, Josh. Tell us 1 through 8 in
I
the
got
East.
One, Bucks.
Shows that we really care about the East.
1, Bucks. 2, Sixers. Yeah. 3, Celtics. 4, Pacers. 5, Pistons. 6, Magic. 7, Hawks. And you're going to like this one. 8, Knicks.
Wait, did you say you have the Pistons 5th?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, okay. That's...
It's
ballsy.
The East.
It's the East. Someone has to win the games.
Yeah. Okay. Tommy, what do you have?
I have Bucks 1, 76ers 2, Raptors 3, Celtics 4, Pistons 5, Hawks 6, Magic 7, Heat 8.
So we all agree on Bucks, Sixers 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
There's some.
He had Raptors 3. I had Celtics 3.
Yeah, and I have also got the Celtics 3rd. So a little disagreement there. I've got, like I was saying, so Bucks, Sixers, Celtics 3rd. I've got the Heat 4th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of stepping outside my comfort zone there. I think the Heat are going to be really good defensively. They're at some point going to trade Goran Dragic. It'll be interesting to see. They're going to need a second player to help carry Jimmy Butler.
Tyler Herro, and
Tommy's got Tyler Herro. I do like Herro's game, so he could be someone that looks really good for the Heat. Offensively, it could be a struggle at times. So in the Eastern Conference, I've got the Bucks, Sixers, Celtics 1 through 3. I've got the Heat 4th. Mm-hmm. We talked about them a little bit, Tyler Herro. And then I've got the Raptors, defending champion, sliding back to 5th. Right. I think they're going to be good. I can easily see them trading Kyle Lowry, but I still think Masai Ujiri is a great GM, and I think he's going to make some moves, but he's not necessarily going to look to bring in a lot of draft picks. It's going to be more young players and try and keep that team afloat.
Siakam just got a new deal.
Yeah, Siakam's terrific, too. He continues to develop. I really like him. I've got the Hawks. Tommy's not quite as high on the Hawks, but I love their young core and everything they did in the draft. DeAndre Hunter is awesome. I really like him. Not a huge fan of Cam Reddish, but if he can fit into that system properly, he can be good. I like Trae Young more than I thought I would. Kevin Herter's a very good player, good shooter. I just really like that Hawks team. losing Taurean Prince, that trade is going to hurt them a little bit, but I don't think it'll be a huge deal. We've got the Pacers 7, assuming Oladipo can come back at some point. Mm-hmm. But if Oladipo doesn't, the Pacers miss the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. And then surprising pick. I don't think either of you guys had these. I've got the Bulls in the 8 spot. Mm. Somebody's got to make the playoffs in the East. The Bulls could make the playoffs with, you know, a 40-42 record.
Right.
But I like what they've done on their guard line. Tomas Satoransky's good. Kobe White's looked really good in the preseason. I like Wendell Carter Jr. So I think the Bulls are trending upwards.
It'd be so disappointing to be in the East, and every time someone does any review of this, they just say, well, someone's got to win some of the games.
That really, always hear that with
both
the
teams
Eastern
can't
playoff
lose every
predictions.
Game. Someone's got to be the 8 seed. So what I did is I drew out the teams I know will make the playoffs, then I pulled the name out of the hat because someone's got to be the 8 seed in the East.
Which is, it's interesting because you talk about the East and it's a lot of somebody has to have to win games. Somebody has to be the 8 seed. Mm-hmm. And then in the West, you look at it, there's 11 legitimate playoff teams.
Right.
There are going to be 3 teams that are better than half of the Eastern Conference playoff field that missed the playoffs altogether.
If they just said top 16 teams, it would be like the Bucks, the Sixers, and the Celtics, and the West.
Yeah.
That would really be it. That would be it. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody else.
The East has been the lesser conference for a lot of years. I think this year could be one of the biggest discrepancies between the East and the West.
It kind of felt like people were starting to go back East a little bit, and then for whatever reason, this last offseason, just everybody just flooded to the West. It's crazy.
I mean, with the exception of KD, everyone pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what? Guys, I feel stupid. You brought up KD. I was just looking at this. I'm going to drop the Bulls out. I didn't put the Nets in. I think the Nets are going to be good.
Not without KD.
That's me too. Next year,
the Nets are going to be good. Taurean Prince is terrific. Joe Harris is one of the best shooters in the league. Kyrie Irving will at least be on his best behavior for the first season. The Nets are going to make the playoffs.
Well, that looks like a bet.
You heard it here first.
Sure. Tommy, are you willing to make a bet on this?
So I'm going to drop the Pacers to 8. I'm going to put the Nets 7.
Oh, nice, nice.
So my apologies, fans.
No worries.
Did you guys have anything else?
I feel like you've done a great job today, Brian.
This has been wonderful. Appreciate you guys coming in and joining us. Josh, making the long trek up from Utah County.
Yep, no problem. Late night last night.
And that's all.
All right, that's all, folks. We appreciate you joining us on Name Change Pending today. Make sure and jump on Twitter. Follow your hosts, Brian Priest at BPriest24, Tommy Jerome at Ruthless_Lupe, and Josh Keel at Rise and Shout. Also, we know that you're busy, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your day and give us a 5-star rating on your podcatcher of choice, that would be so amazing. Help us move up those algorithms. I don't totally understand how they work, but I know with some 5-star ratings, the podcast shows up higher on the lists. And we want to help other people find the show, don't we? Doesn't really matter what you say for us. Maybe suggest some new verses for Ruthless Lupe. But thanks again for joining us, and stay tuned for more episodes of Name Change Pending.